Number 18. Email to Henri's parents. Mom and Dad, thanks for the email. You asked a lot of questions about my life here. I'll start with my room. There are two beds and a desk in my room. Mrs. Harris puts fresh milk in my fridge every day. There are some cups on top of the fridge. We have a budgie in the hall. A budgie is a kind of pet bird. My host family is a small one. I have one host brother and one host sister. My host family are always busy. Mr. Harris is a police officer, and the police are always busy in London. There is so much furniture in the living room that Mrs. Harris is always cleaning. My host brother, Sean, works in Oxford. He makes furniture from wood there. Emma works in a cafe. She made me a delicious cup of tea there yesterday. She says that happiness comes from good food and drink. I have little knowledge of British food, but they have a variety of delicious teas here. I had a few difficulties at first. I lost my contacts, so I had to wear my glasses. We exchanged presents after I arrived, but my host parents' present was broken. Sean's present was a kendama, but he couldn't use it very well. They gave me some flowers, but the smell of the flowers was too strong for me. I gave the flowers to a friend of Emma's. I got a call from a lady called Mrs. Hall. She said she will teach us English for a week before we start high school. After that, she will visit our schools twice a month. She sent me a textbook. The textbook looked very hard. Mrs. Hall will meet us at the station on Monday and take us to the language school. I hope it will be fine then. I still haven't seen the sun here in London. Please send me the grammar books I asked for. Now is the best time for me to improve my English grammar. Yesterday, we went to the market. Mrs. Harris took me by the arm because it was so crowded. They sold apples by the dozen, so I bought a bag for the family. I have never eaten such a delicious apple, and only 3 pounds a bag. It was too good a bargain to miss. That is half the price of a bag of apples in Japan. Yusuke was elected leader of our group. He will give a speech when we go to school next week. We will go together by bus, so I will help him prepare then. We will have English in the mornings and then other classes in the afternoons. I can't wait. I miss you both. Henri.